Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. I hope that you are all able to rest up and recharge over the bye weekend, because the Eagles are right back into the thick of things this weekend in Dallas on the road. Today, we'll start things off by looking at how the Eagles' running game has gotten back into a groove as of late. Heading into the regular season, it was clear that the run game would be a huge part of the Eagles' offense. The team went out and signed premier running backs DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, teaming them up with the always elusive Darren Sproles. Through two games, the Eagles struggled to get the ball moving on the ground, averaging just 35 rushing yards per contest and just 7 total rushing yards against Dallas in Week 2. But in the last 5 games, things have turned around, and the Eagles have been executing at a much higher clip, averaging 146.2 yards per game on the ground. Overall, the Cowboys' rushing defense has been pretty consistent this season, ranking 13th in the league, allowing 103 rushing yards per game on average. As the Eagles look to get back to the 500 mark at 4-4 and gain another step up on the divisional rival Cowboys, the turnover battle will be as big as ever this weekend. The Eagles' defense has come a long way this season despite an almost entirely revamped secondary. With their goals set on forcing 3 turnovers per game, the defense has become the best in the league at taking the ball away, with 19 takeaways on the season. By comparison, the Cowboys' defense has created just 4 turnovers all season long, and only 1 since the Week 2 meeting with the Eagles. That turnover came last week as Greg Hardy intercepted a Russell Wilson pass, but if the Eagles can dominate the turnover battle again, things could be looking up for Philadelphia fans on Sunday. And finally, we turn our attention not to the offense or the defense, but to special teams, a unit at which the Eagles have excelled since the start of last season. Since the start of last season, the Eagles special teams unit has been a huge factor in the team's wins. Over the past season and a half, the Eagles ranked first in total kick and punt return touchdowns with 5, blocked punts with 4, and punt return average at 13.4 yards. They're also tied for first in punt return touchdowns with 3, all of which have come from Darren Sproles. Sproles' 89-yard return touchdown in Week 3 helped set the tone in the Eagles' first victory of the season against the New York Jets. Perhaps number 43 could have another impactful performance this weekend against the Cowboys. And that will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.